This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, I've decided I'm just going to take this hour off because this guy is so well-dressed, it's just put me to shame in my T-shirt. Laban Ditchburn joins me on the Robert Scott Bell Show in studio. No, it's actually a three-dimensional beam in. Wait. No, he's really here. I never do this, and it was a challenge today. I talked with Laban. He's like, do you want to come on the show in hour two? And I gave him the option. You can just hang out on the laptop upstairs, and no, let's go in studio. So I'm with Super Don trying to troubleshoot, and if your microphone works, it'll be a miracle. Let's see.
Well, folks, thanks for tuning in. This is not an episode of ESPN with Robert Scott Bell. I know he's been talking about basketball, but Hey, what a thrill, man, being able to come hang out with you in your home, we meet your amazing family. I've got to say, folks, this guy practices exactly what he preaches.
Yeah, tell him what a hypocrite I am. You see all in my cupboard, all the GMO foods, the pesticides that I use, everything. Come on, tell him.
I'm a man of integrity. I've got to say, I've been going through his drawers. Can't find anything out of alignment. So,
yeah.
You know what? It's really rare to see a man or a person living in alignment. It's a rare trait, so keep up the great work.
Well, it's like, I don't know how people don't do that. You know what I'm saying? How do you live in incongruity, right? Hypocrisy is something that's like, oh, we can see it in other people. Maybe we don't see it in ourselves, but I'm like, I have my wife and I have my Super Don. If I'm ever out of alignment with that, they'll slap me back in. So it's not a lot I can do to try to get away with it. Not that I want to, but, you know, finding your mission, finding your purpose in life, I know that's a big part of what you're all about.
Well, the world's best courage coach, and, you know, for those that haven't had an opportunity to hear this before, it might trigger a response in you, and it might be along the lines of, you know, how dare you call yourself that, right? Because I did, you know, with some help of some friends, and this is nothing to do with ego. This is a declaration, a commitment that I make to myself, and I wake up every single morning and ask myself, how would the world's best courage coach conduct himself? When you asked me to come on the show and we were thinking about a topic about the power of speaking up and watching you do the work and film for this documentary that you're doing last night, and RSB is the consummate professional.
Oh, I was such a diva. Come on, you're telling them all the wrong things. I told you. Tell them I'm a diva. Tell them I'm a hypocrite. We got to break the cycle here so Super Don can feel good about himself.
Well, what I left out, what I didn't tell him on the ride home was that he looked very glamorous with the makeup they had on his face.
That's right, funny. The powder makeup.
It was so inspiring for me, Robert, because seeing these brave people, and not all of them are able to show their face right now, but you know, some of these amazing people that are putting their careers, their family on the line, and I firsthand experienced the loss, if you can call it that, of family and friends, you know, even overcoming. The other day I celebrated my sixth year of sobriety from alcohol, right? And longer for drugs and longer for gambling. And I look back at my circle of friends from 7 years ago. It's like less than 1% are in that same thing. And people struggle with losing family and social circles. But I got to say to you, Robert, I've never been so fulfilled in my life. I've never had such wonderfully uplifting people. And the people that are in our circle, you know, we become like the five people that we spend the most time around. So this is the some of the topic that we can talk about today. And give people the tools to be able to make brave decisions and to speak up. Because I want to ask you a question.
No. no questions.
I'm asking questions around here. Super Don, this question. I want to ask you this question. This question's for the audience as well.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to name one person in the history of mankind that didn't speak up. And what was their name and what they do? It's a trick question, isn't it?
Yeah.
Rosa Parks. If she hadn't said anything, where would we be with that?
Mm.
There is no one, because they didn't speak up, so we don't know about them.
Yeah, well, and it isn't about, as you pointed out, fame and ego. It's about, you know, purpose for being here. And everybody's purpose may be different, a little bit, or significantly different. I think finding that reason for being is important. It's been a big part of my life, and I've always been looking, you know, I know I have a mission. I know there's something here I'm here to do, right? And it may not just be one thing, and it may change over time. But you might have an overriding theme in your life. And many of you here have come to the conclusion that freedom is a big part of the mission of why you signed on to come back to planet Earth at this point in time. Super Don still hasn't figured out what he's here to do, even though he's awesome at everything he does. I mean, except for figuring out how to use affect or effect. But other than that, he's amazing. I'm trying to elicit a response from him. He's just like, I don't know what's going on. There he is. Dude, I got Laban Ditchburn here. You're just kind of staying quiet behind the scenes.
My job is to not take the bait. That is why I am here.
It takes an extraordinary effort to goad him into actually saying something. And we're talking about
it
speaking
works
up.
Sometimes.
It's non-GMO bait as well.
Non-GMO bait as well.
No glyphosate bait.
But it, you know, I was asking Super Don, would it be about speaking out or speaking up? And apparently it's about the courage to speak up.
Correct. I was right. You were wrong.
Once again, just like my wife, when I went to go to the studio last night, I said, honey, what shirt was I wearing? Because it was the third studio session, and it was like about continuity. You're supposed to wear the same thing so it doesn't look obviously like it's a different night that you're filming. And it was a trip away from doing it again. I couldn't remember what I wore. And she said, here, it's this green shirt and this jacket. Are you sure, honey? Are you sure? I think it's the blue one. She finally says, just take both, but I'm right. And turns out she was absolutely right. I didn't argue, but I just took both just in case. But don't argue with your wife. She knows what she's talking about.
Yeah, that's the power of shutting up. That's another episode.
Speaking up, shutting up. You got to know when to do either.
So I want to ask a question. And Robert, maybe you can comment on this. Super Don, if you want to contribute as well. What is it that you're most afraid of when you need to have a difficult conversation with someone? Like, you really don't want to have that conversation. What is it that's the thing that you are most afraid of?
Let's see. Well, one of the things... Rejection?
Ooh, that's good.
Yeah.
Super Don, you got anything else?
I mean, another way of wording it. I mean, just how are they going to react to it? Or how are they going to...
But what specific reaction? Like I said, for me, it was like, oh, my, would I be rejected if I did? I mean, like, I don't want to risk losing something in that context.
Right.
Yeah.
So this is a message for people out there that might be by themselves or if you're with family. And I want you to remember this. What people think of me is none of my business.
Mm-hmm.
All right? What people think of me is none of my business. You get to say that out loud. You can repeat that exact same phrase. And it's easier said than done. Don't get me wrong. But and I want to ask you another question. When you do finally have the conversation with someone, is it usually better or worse than the thought that you had?
Well, when the conversation it comes from the heart, not from anger, for instance, like you're lashing out versus somehow you found a way to enter a difficult conversation or subject matter, it typically ends up way better because the things you make it out to be, the fears that you have, they're not necessarily they're illusion. Now, if you enter in a certain way, perhaps they would be that way, but taking the time to get out of, let's say, an intense emotion about those things is important, I think. In other words, to engage, you know, what really happened, or maybe to ask questions as opposed to make an accusation if it's difficult like that.
Spot on. I think a great example, is I got introduced to this really impressive person, and I won't mention the person's name or what sex they are, just to keep protect their anonymity.
Yeah.
But their expertise was bias, and they were from the subcontinent. They were born in the USA. When they were at school and they were growing up, they were bullied, and they had notes on the locker saying, you know, go back home, and that kind of thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and dot head and all these kind of horrendous things. So her purpose in life is to focus on, you know, preventing bias. And I intuitively, I really needed to ask her a question because she was going to be a guest on my podcast series. Well, I've given away her sex now, but I said to her, can I ask you a question? And a question I really didn't want to ask. It was because of the fear of not being liked or rejected or losing, you know, being introduced and letting the other person down. And I said to her, what are your thoughts on vaccine mandates? Right?
Mm.
Because I had an inkling that it was going to be a bone of contention had they come on the podcast.
Right.
Now, the response answered everything I needed to know about that. And no judgment to her. Right, she's entitled to her views, but the way she answered was out of alignment with the message of the podcast. Now, here's the beautiful thing, Robert.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the beautiful thing. I hope that by me having the courage to speak up, to set a clear boundary, I've created some thought-provoking insights for her to look at, because the way she kind of responded, she said, in some circumstances, I think it's okay, which when you look at the concept of bias, is that really in alignment with what she's doing? And so the lesson here, and the reason I want to share this with, it was great for me because we became very clear, and I haven't heard back from her, so I'm guessing that's had that natural polarizing impact.
Yeah.
But I really hope that it allows her to think about including that in part of her work to be a truly effective bias expert.
I don't think that you're opposed to talking with people that you may have disagreement with. That's not what I'm getting from this.
Not at all.
And I even think about some of the guests we've had on over the years. Super Don, think about, you know, when we have, like even the guests we intended to interview, it didn't work out in first hour. He's a PhD. I don't know a lot about his background, but again, recommended by Kevin. We usually have amazing interplay with that. But there have been, for instance, physicians, medical doctors we've had on over the years that were like, we don't agree on the vaccine issue. But we find a way, or at least I do, or attempt to, find a way to where do we find agreement? And, of course, in alignment with that, where you're going, Laban, the freedom. Right. Not to mandate, not to force. That's where we could say we could disagree about a subject, but do we agree on the freedom to be able to make the choice as opposed to being forced? Right. That's where a guest like that I wouldn't get along with either. And it wouldn't be a good experience on the show. That's a distinction.
Yeah. Massively contradictory and out of alignment, which is your language you'll hear me talk about a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And for the special folks on the Robert Scott Bell Show, we have created a wonderful masterclass in teaching this. It's called The Power of Speaking Up. It's going to be Saturday, the 10th of September at 10 a.m. Mountain Time. And if you would love to get your free ticket valued at $297, text the word COURAGE to 33777. 33777. Text the word COURAGE and we'll make sure that we get your ticket out free as a special guest of the Robert Scott Bell Show only today.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Like a webinar? Or
yeah, virtual okay. event.
Virtual event.
From anywhere in the world.
All right. And so, all right. So, all y'all listening and watching, it's not September 10th yet. If it is, it's after you missed it. But right now, we're talking August 31st, 2022, the final day of August, or any time before that. Will that work?
That'll work. Audience? That'll work. Okay. We'll honor that up until the day.
Okay. So text the word courage to 33777. I love that ease with which you can do that because Super Don found that out for us, and we do this text RSB to 22828 to be part of the newsletter, for instance.
Beautiful.
So makes it easy. So thank you, Laban, for that, for doing that.
Well, look, you're so welcome, and it's the least we could do because it encompasses all of the amazing work, the fearlessness approach that you have to putting your word and being, you know, cancelled off YouTube and Spotify and still having this wonderful audience that are just dedicated to it. Because I don't care. I just want to know the truth so I can make an informed decision. Mm-hmm. If the truth makes me readjust how I completely live my life, as long as it's in alignment, then that's important to me, right? For anyone that's outside of the United States, just email me. Just Laban at LabanDitchburn.com. We'll make sure we get you a ticket. All right.
Okay.
Sorry.
Well, I mentioned the Robert Scott Bell Show, so he knows where that's coming from.
That's handy. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just looking at a picture from, 13 years ago. You know how some of these things pop up in the feeds, like in social media? And it's a picture of my wife and me and Richard from Richard Thomas from R. Thomas all those years ago. I may have to send this to you, Super D, but I look at my wife in this picture. This was about a year or so before she got that injury and you know, the suffering that she's gone through. And, you know, we talked about this, Laban. You've met her now and got to hang out as well to know a little bit more about that background. But it, you know, it's like a pain like that that you can't see. It's not physical. You can't see the disability that people have. You know, this is hard because you don't know somebody is suffering. because you don't see it visually. And, you know, I look at this, I'm like, look at the smiling face. And yet she still finds a way to smile, even if it hurts her all these years later, as we continue to work and attempt to find new ways to break through whatever pattern, whatever emerged, whatever reason we may not fully know. Oh, you found it, Super D. Thank you. That's amazing. That's just a great memory because Richard Thomas is just a great friend. Another one of those real heroes and warriors in this lifetime, kind-hearted, loving people that came here to lighten and brighten the world. Richard Thomas from R. Thomas. But again, thanks for showing that. I just say, why do these things happen? Why are we reminded of maybe sometimes better times? Like I look at that picture and I'm saying to my wife, you look at that and like, we can do that again. We can get there again. And part of it is I don't know, is visual manifestation. It's belief. It's all of these things. And, you know, life can beat you down to the point where you give up and you say, and this, I'm not talking about my wife specifically here at all. This is about in general, where stuff happens and hard stuff happens and it keeps happening and you seem stuck and stuck and stuck. And yet as long as you're breathing, as long as you're alive, there's an opportunity, plenty of opportunities, not only for healing, but for achieving whatever it is you're here to do. And again, I'm not here to say what it is that is for you, but I'm always excited when I find people lit up by their discovery of the reason for being. But sometimes it's hard in the midst of suffering and pain and drudgery of not seemingly not breaking through to the other side of what you know is there, but you can't seem to get there. That's, you know, where you get the courage to keep going.
Well, I mean, witnessing the relationship you have with your beautiful wife and the patience and the tenacity that you've just, it's mind-boggling. It's so inspiring. And you know, some of the people that we met last night that have been vaccine injured and, you know, one of the ladies, the nurses there that lost her husband just a year ago, and being able to have a conversation with them about being able to, in the time, when time's right, you know, to use that experience to be able to empower, inspire, and motivate other people. You know, like, for those who don't know, with all of the other stuff that's gone on, yeah, I've given up all that other stuff, and that's great, and whatever else. But my wife and I collectively have gone through 16 consecutive miscarriages, right? Including two of those were ectopics. One nearly claimed her life in 2019.
Well, and you both desire to have children. It's not
desperately.
You desperately want that. And look, you think about, again, another, and anybody that's been through even a fraction of what Laban's about to share. You know, you try to have kids. I mean, I remember when my wife and I were ready to have kids, it took 5 years. We're like, wow, when? And we wanted another one. And Nancy, my wife's talked to God, said, God, I'm about to turn 40. If I don't get if this baby doesn't come before 40, we're done. And it was like almost not a spiteful challenge to God. It was like, just I'm letting you know this is my limit. And having these, let's say you're talking about afraid to speak out or speak up. God can take it. You know, if you got no one else to talk to, speak to the Creator about these things. And then, lo and behold, right before 40th birthday, we found ourselves pregnant with it. But you're describing something because we've had Anna, your wife, who's just wonderful, from Russia originally, share her story of serious abuse, physical abuse, sexual abuse.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA Radio News. I'm Tony Marusso reporting. Donald Trump held a rally in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania Saturday night. Hours before, Trump supporters waiting in line spoke up about the issues ahead of the midterm elections. One supporter doubted President Joe Biden's election victory.
They say this guy's got the most votes ever, more than Barack Obama. Unbelievable. I don't believe that.
A man Mississippi police say notified them he was flying a plane and intended to crash it into a Walmart is now in police custody. The man was taken into custody by the Benton County Sheriff. Former State Department official Steve Ganyard tells us if the rogue pilot had been successful, the effects could have been disastrous.
This particular model of aircraft, it carries about 600 pounds worth of fuel. So if this person had been intending to truly crash into a Walmart, it would have been almost like a 500-pound bomb or a napalm bomb.
I'm Tony Marusso for USA Radio News. States' emission laws are not one-size-fits-all.
17 states have their vehicle emission standards tied to rules set by California. However, those states face a decision of whether to follow a new law that would ban all gas-powered vehicles by 2035. Massachusetts, New York, Oregon, Vermont, and Washington State are expected to adopt the new California law in their states. Colorado and Pennsylvania are among states that likely will not. Meanwhile, in Virginia, Governor Glenn Youngkin is looking for a way to carve Virginia out of the pact entirely. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
A man with a gun was taken into custody outside of the U.S. Open on Saturday afternoon, according to the New York Post. The man tried entering the tournament with a gun and brandished it in front of cops. Personnel confronted the armed individual as he was going through security, at which point he pulled out the weapon and brandished it at a cop before running towards the parking lot. Police said no shots were fired and there were no injuries. This is USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The point of damage, serious physical damage, that seemingly is making it very difficult to take a baby to term. And that this is, you know, if you want to send some prayers to Laban and Anna on this one, feel it, because they desire truly, I mean, tears come to my eyes thinking about this, to bring children into this world. And I didn't mean to interrupt all of where you were going with this, but I really feel, and I want to do anything I can to help. You know,
No, you're not interrupting at all, Robert. And we graciously receive and accept your wonderful prayers as well. But here's the power. When you meet Anna, for those who have seen that episode, and maybe we'll get her on the show in the future, and she can give you an update on what's been going on. She created a podcast series called The World's Best Trauma Recovery Podcast as she's been going through her healing process. So in the meantime, she's surrounding herself with people that have gone through some of the most extraordinary events in their own life and how they've overcome everything and using that to create momentum in our own lives, right? And we're not defined by our ability to make a baby. You know, and you and I had a really, really powerful conversation in the car. Maybe you didn't realize it was as powerful as it was regarding me having fears about not being able to have a natural born baby with Anna. And, you know, an adoption wouldn't be the same. And then you were talking about the spiritual realm. Yeah. You care to share what you were?
Well, you know, this is the thing, folks. We have a concept of our bloodlines. You know, and men, I'll be honest, it's like we want to have our kid, right? And we pass on. Maybe it's an ego thing for men. I'm a man. I'll admit maybe my shortcomings in that regard. But as I was talking with Laban last night in the car about this, and I said, you know what? These souls that come and inhabit specific bodies, they may come to this planet and not come through you and your wife, for instance. And yet this concept of bringing a spiritual family together that exists beyond, again, your genetics, right? We all have this predisposition to consider genetics is really who we are. But that's just the physicality of this body we inhabit. But our spiritual essence is quite different. And it can inhabit a body that comes from a different family. Maybe that child has been abandoned. But maybe that child came in just to be with you and your family and it didn't come through that way. Now, I'm not to say yes or no in that case, but it's an extraordinary thing when you meet someone, not even of a child's age, but an adult to an adult, and you make a connection with them, and you're like, you immediately know that you've known them. And you know them like there's a great love and a bond, whether it be a brotherhood, a friendship, a kinship in some way, that you're family. And I'm talking on a spiritual level that goes beyond, again, the bloodlines. That's different than the reductionist view like the kings and queens, the emperors that believe in these bloodlines and they can keep incarnating as kings and queens. And it really limits their experience and they're so deceived in what they perceive or believe. But the beauty of life and life in this body and how it happens is so much more extraordinary than anything we could believe or limit it to by the birth, the way we would have a kid. So the gift of, if it comes down to it, adopting a child could be within that soul group that was just waiting for you to show up and say, here I am. And again, there may also be the opportunity to heal and have babies that way as well. But the point is, don't limit God. Don't limit the gifts of spirit to provide for us a soul that has come in to come under the tutelage, if you will, or the mentorship as a parent, even via adoption, that is more meaningful, as many people that I've met in my life, Laban, that are more family than family in some cases. You say it's like you can see how families abuse each other. I mean, I've got, you know, extended family members are like completely discarded me. They're like, I don't like the way you live. I like the way you are. They're not family anymore. Right. So it just expands the possibilities, the concepts. And I always say this about healing. I don't know how healing is going to happen for each and every one of you if you're after it. But I didn't know necessarily how. I thought it would come in a certain way, but it didn't. It came in a completely new way that I'd never heard of with homeopathy and all the things that I would learn. And I had to open myself up for the possibility of receiving gifts that came in a different package with a different colored bow and a different ribbon. But I didn't want one like that, right? But I had to be beaten back to go, you know what? Stop it. It's going to come the way it needs to come. You just got to be open to receiving it. So that's a long version of a little bit of what you inspired in me thinking about as we were talking about, even now.
Well, amen, brother. And here's the beautiful thing about what you shared with me. It's given, there's a sense of calmness that's come over me and stopped putting so much damned pressure on myself, right? Yeah. And going back to this the power of speaking up, you know, I had a choice on whether to bring this up with a relative stranger, even though, you know, we feel like we've probably known each other for multiple lifetimes.
And who's stranger, me or him?
Right. and thank God that I shared that, because it's like, if I'd bottled that up, I wouldn't have got that beautiful insight. You've been thinking about amazing other stuff and it will trigger some other great response. So this is the whole point of having this courage, the power of speaking up and the beautiful butterfly and ripple effect that we can have on the world around us in a positive way.
Yeah, and another aspect of what you're saying too is when you get to that point of you release that tension, that intensity, you know, how many people have found themselves, those of you who have tried to get pregnant and couldn't, and finally just out of, you just gave up. You're like, I can't do this anymore. And suddenly you find yourself pregnant and you have a baby. And I'm not saying that happens every time, but it's just something about, I've called it the law of reversed effort, right? We try so hard, we push so hard, and sometimes we just got to let go and surrender. And I don't mean that in a bad way. Like some people think all giving up is bad. You don't quit ever. It's not about quitting. It's about recognizing that which we have genuinely the power and control over. And sometimes it's beyond us. We need some sort of divine intervention. We don't know how to receive it. And we fight until we are exhausted. And then suddenly the miracle occurs. Now, that doesn't mean to not try and do everything within our efforts to achieve what we want. But releasing that tension is often, it's the block that we didn't know energetically to the miracle for it to occur, whether it be actually a miracle happened or suddenly a doctor comes into your life and says, hey, I know exactly what to do in this case and solves it. Or any number of things. Could be esoteric, could be very mundane. But the opening, the healing, the opening, the receiving, the willingness to receive, and in a way that we don't perceive it's possible. Let it go. Let go of the preconceived notions.
Yeah, and I want to acknowledge there's a great point from Murdoch plays 5D chess on the live chat here.
Murdoch.
He's talking about... Now, Western A Price, we love Western A Price. And Anne and I used a carnivore diet for 3 years to fix my GERD, right, my autoimmune disease. So just to give you some more information, as part of the abuse, there was two pregnancies that came about. Anna was underage, and they were illegal abortions. And one of the abortions did some damage to the uterine wall. So there appeared to be some scar tissue. So we love all these comments, by the way. We'll never, ever say no to these amazing suggestions. Because, you know, when we get to the bottom of it, how will we do that? What a wonderful story it is. And hearing stories about people that have one miscarriage that suffer immeasurably, you need to know that you're not alone with this stuff. You need to know that it can be this amazing superpower, although it doesn't feel like it right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Murdoch, I like how focused Laban is when he's listening to RSB. Yeah, it's making me a little uncomfortable. No, I'm just kidding. But no, that's one of the – when you journey into wanting to be the best of anything, one of the things that you'll find is common to all of these things is the ability and willingness to actually focus your attention and listen to what's really happening. And I mean listen beyond your ears. I mean, you can hear words, but just like that woman you were talking about, unnamed, about, you know, what was her thing, and you find out there's something, bias coach, yeah. There's something you felt in her words. It was like the words were fine, but then something about, and that's what we're talking about, listening, maybe even with the heart or some sense that goes deeper. And, you know, you can watch Laban observe, and he's listening with his entire being. And that's why he succeeds. That's why he's succeeding as the world's best courage coach.
Well, I appreciate that a lot. And it's important. Like, there's a powerful coach by the name of Steve Artisan, who's somewhat of an enigma. But he coached people like Yala Van Zandt, who's Oprah Winfrey's coach, right? So, like, who coaches Oprah Winfrey's coach? Someone's pretty good. But one of the things he said that really stuck with me forever, will do, the power is in the listener. Right? The power is in the listener. And learning how to listen better makes me more powerful, and I can serve more people. So thanks, Murdoch. Shout out to you, brother.
Right. What did you just say? I wasn't listening. Did you say?
I don't know. I drifted off.
What kind of drivel is that? No, it's great stuff. Laban Ditchburn, if you're just tuning in, is my guest, the world's best courage coach, a good pal. And we love his wife, Anna. She's amazing, brilliant, and what she's experienced is just brutal. And she shared her story on this show. She also has her own podcast, and she interviewed our buddy Kevin Tuttle about his experiences as well. And it, you know, the tears will flow. It's just extraordinary. And these things, unfortunately, are more common than we'd like to believe. And some of you in the audience have experienced things like that. And it seems to be part and parcel to the human experience. It's not something I'm thrilled about, but recognize that it is part of apparently a lot of people's lives. We can, you know, pick apart why these things happen. We'd like to see a cessation, that they wouldn't keep happening, but humans are creatures of habit, and if it happens to them, then they want to visit it on other people, and it's a great gift, and I think a godly thing when you say, you know what, I'm going to break the cycle. That cycle of abuse stops, and there are people that have overcome tremendous abuse to do things that are so extraordinary, and they do not repeat that cycle. And then they help others to do the same or better, to not repeat those cycles. So these are the things we get to share, and it happens by speaking up, even when we're afraid, or especially sometimes when we're afraid. And a lot of people, Laban, are afraid to speak up because of cancel culture. We're afraid of getting canceled. I talked about rejection. You asked that rejection. Obviously, I'm not afraid to speak up. In this show, I'm like, where is it going to fall? It's going to, you can reject me. You can cancel me. But we're still going to speak out and up because it is just what is coming through. I don't do it to denigrate purposefully or hurt people. But there are people that are out there are hurting. And you've heard this, hurt people, hurt people?
Mm-hmm, I do.
That's a lot of what we're seeing, I think, with certain aspects of our body politic. It's not enough that, you know, people disagree and, you know, you just, but no, we have to punish you for disagreeing. And it's like, that's gone to a place of abuse. Like, why is that happening? I guess it's different for every individual, but this group dynamic is causing a real discord in our culture.
Two things. We've both been privileged to have Dr. Peter McCullough on the show, right, separately. Mm-hmm. And I was able to have a very frank conversation with him off camera. And I was asking him about the impact of him being cancelled to the point where he's been booted off, you know, countless medical boards and all the other stuff that he was been involved with. Mm-hmm. But he said to me something, and I'll paraphrase here because I don't want to quote him. He's never been more fulfilled in his life. You know, that guy who has lost on paper so much, but he's never been so fulfilled, right? Isn't that a powerful lesson?
Mm-hmm.
Is that a powerful lesson? And the other thing I was going to say, Robert, was imagine from an abuse point of view, if the offender, if the perpetrator knew without any shadow of any doubt that they were going to get found out at some point in the future. If they knew 100% of the offense was going to get found out and they were going to be held to account, how much would the offending drop by as a percentage?
Oh, yeah.
All right? So how can we create an environment where people feel comfortable with the power of speaking up? All right? It's a learned skill, like doing what Robert Scott Bell does.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume green Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Let's talk about Bill Gates for 1 second. Oh, but he's got all this money. I can tell you right now, never met the guy, but I can tell you right now, he will be deeply, deeply unfulfilled. And like he lost his wife as a result. What has he compromised that's forced him to live out of alignment, right? What is he dealing with that's causing him to hurt in the way that he is, whether you think that's the truth or not?
Mm-hmm.
So that's just an observation. So the message is really, the more that we can live in alignment, and sometimes it means saying and doing things that are out of favor with the mainstream,
mm-hmm.
which is exactly what we're talking about here. And sometimes it's, you know, the backlash can really affect us, particularly if we've been seeking validation our whole lives. You've got to do the work, all right? Educate ourselves. Read books. Associate with people that are further along than where you are,
mm-hmm.
all right? And ask them for help, not so that you appear weak, but so that you can remain strong and keep asking for help until you get it.
Yep, and look, what Laban's talking about putting into practice, you witness, you know, he's bragging on me. I'm like watching him do this with my son. Talking to him about, you know, the things that he's passionate about. What would you do? And he's like, this morning before he left, you were out, but he's like, when I get home, is Laban and Anna going to be there still? Because I want to talk to them some more. I'm like, dude, that's awesome. That says it all right there.
And such a great kid.
To learn and say, wow, I could be lit up about, you mean the things that I love to do, I could be paid to do them? That's one of those things I grew up, like, we were in that transition phase where you had one job your whole life, you got the watch, and that, you know, that is almost an archetype, and then things shifted over our lifetime. But then the idea from previous generations that you could actually do what you love to do and be compensated for it was also, oh, that's just crazy talk, that's a, you know, so just stamp out your dreams before you even try to live them. And that doesn't mean live irresponsibly, because we talked also the other day about when I was younger, I did what I can see, perceive to be very menial jobs, getting paid very little to do them. But it taught me discipline. It taught me the value of working hard and showing that you can, proving yourself even. And then over time, you know, you toil in obscurity for a long time to become an overnight sensation.
Yeah. I mean, how many years on the go? How many years was the show now? How many, 20?
23 years. 23rd
years.
Year, yeah. And there's still people that go, you ask them, you know Robert Chappell? They're telling Label, who the hell is that?
Who?
Who's that?
Mate, because they're only on YouTube. We've got to get you back on YouTube.
Yeah, I know. They're big YouTube fans that we're not on YouTube. That's true. How do we sneak back on? If I put on a disguise Superdon, if I wear a chicken hat or something, would that work? Maybe, yeah. Thinking of chicken, how about if we bring back the bird flu? If we go back on YouTube and say, look out, the bird flu, the sky's falling, that they'll let us back on YouTube because we're fomenting panic because people aren't afraid of COVID anymore. Superdon, tell me that's a good idea. Bird flu is back, right? Right? Yes? Maybe? No?
They're trying.
They're trying.
Although the other day I heard something, somebody was talking about the tomato flu.
Oh, we didn't cover the tomato flu.
For real. There's something out there they call the tomato flu. But, yes, the bird flu is being tossed around again.
I love it.
That
experts
might be the
say,
next pandemic.
Experts say. Anytime you see a headline that says experts say, run the other way. Because they're trying to trap you and frighten you into a prison cell. And they're predicting again, it's chicken flu, it's avian flu, it's back. We found this deadly strain in animals. How did you do it? Well, we PCR'd it. Oh, like you PCR'd everybody during the COVID jab pandemic? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Folks, don't fall for it. Please don't fall for it. Yes, you can see pictures of dead birds. It doesn't mean they died from the bird flu. They could have flown across a toxic pot of air and they're down. Or, hey, how about this? Electromagnetic radiation frequencies from 5G cell towers. Yes, that has been known to bring flocks of birds down, too, messing with magnetic compasses in their brains. Oh, no, it's the bird flu. It's definitely the bird flu. Get your jab. Get your jab right now. Be afraid. Isolate. Put your kids in masks because if they breathe, they're going to kill grandma. Did it work? Well, for some it did, but it's not working moving forward. So the courage to speak up about this and everything else.
Well, it wouldn't surprise me if that bird was killed by eating a Beyond Burger.
Ooh, yes, the GMO Beyond Burger. Clearly, that's what the bird was dying of.
You never hear about Beyond Burger flu. Yeah. I wouldn't say a good day. I would encourage that kind of behavior.
That'd be more appropriate to what might actually cause a problem. All right, text the word courage to 33777. Become part of the Courage to Speak Up webinar coming up September 10th with Laban. Free for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners, a $297 value. Thank you, Laban, for doing that. If you're not already getting the Super Don RSB Show newsletter, text RSB to 22828. And we have wrapped up today's show. I want to thank everybody for being here, including this awesome dude, Laban Ditchburn. Grateful to have you in my life, my brother. It's been fun, and we got a lot more fun to have happen. We're going to take a pause, and we'll be back in 60 seconds for the bonus round of the Robert Scott Bell Show, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New
American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.